of women do too.
Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. But today is different. Oh, it's a little cloudy, but we will survive anyway, won't we? We will survive. Glory to God. Thank God for you, you and you. Thank God for being with you again today. Hey, Ben, did you miss me? Well, call me and let me know you missed me, okay? Praise the Lord. But we thank God for you, you and you anyway. Those that do listen on a continual basis, we want to let you know we appreciate you, we love you, we send you lots of love and hugs, and pray for us also because we need your prayers too. We all need to pray one for another. Isn't that right? It's God recommended that we pray for each other, huh? Don't be selfish. Just pray for somebody. And don't be so big you think you're going to need no prayer. It's prayer. You see, my. We get that way sometimes. But God is good. So what we are doing, praying today, is Patrice Felix, I believe it is. I see on the list. We send in prayers to her. We agreeing with what she has a need for. And so today we call it done to Patrice Felix. Right now, Lord, hear the prayers of the righteous right now. We praying for Shavana Thomas, has lupus, fibro, and oh my, got other stuff too, whatever that means. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, Shavana leads you very bad, Lord. Oh, she's in a bad way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, stop by and see about her, Lord. And if she, Lord, hasn't committed her life to you, Lord, open up her understanding about the Word of God and giving her life over to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are still praying for Pastor Webster there. I believe he's in Brooksville. I think that's where he's living. And he needs encouraging, God. You know, people left the church when you lose your loved one and you need their help, that's when you can't find nobody. And he needs to be encouraged right about now. His help has left. Father, in Jesus' name, we send the word to Pastor Webster. Encourage him, Lord, to keep on keeping on and send him help in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Father, we ask you to touch Natalie right now in Jesus' name. You know her case. You know all about her, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, make a way out of nowhere, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch Larry Ambrose also. She has liver cancer. In the name of Jesus, we cancel that assignment right now of that liver cancer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch Christy Jubal, mother. Touch her right now, who was tested for cancer. And Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name to touch her also, God. Lord, we ask you to touch John Benbow. Lord, touch him. He needs a kidney transplant. Nothing is too hard for you. I just saw this morning, God, and you touched a man, a pastor, Lord, and he got a new kidney, Lord. I don't know if the doctor operate again one, or you just put a new one in his body. But he was rejoicing and crying. He thanked God for his kidney, and he just was running all over the hospital in his gown, thanking God for his kidney. So, Father God, Jim, John Benbow, nothing is too hard for God to do. Now, just trust God today, and we're going to stand in faith and believe right along with you that God will bless you. Father, we ask you to touch Pastor Mobley. Continue. Give her strength, God, and keep her mind, God, in the name of Jesus, God, through all that she's come through and endured. In Jesus' name, Lord. All those that have lost loved ones, Father, recently, we are praying for them, Lord, that you take them on through these dark times in their life right now, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to continue to touch Ruth Wallace. Continue to mend her hip, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you for how you touch Miriam Christian, Father. Thank you for she still got her mind and still moving around and eating and everything. Father, we thank you for it today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. All those that ask for prayer, God, those that are going through great trials and tribulations and in their body they're hurting and in pain and they may have emotional pain too, God, we ask you to touch them today. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus today, we ask him to touch, you ask you to touch them today, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Touch all those that would have time to listen to this broadcast, Father. We thank you for them today, Lord. We realize school has started, God. Work has started. And everything else has. So, Lord, touch them now to let them know we're still on the air. Oh, God, we still here, Father God. Let them know that we're here also in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is so good. And you know, God has been doing great things. All I can say is I have to give it to him. God is moving. Ah, he is moving by his power and by his spirit. Yes, he is. And I thank him for it, you know. I thank him for you. I thank him for all those that are praying for me when I was last week was under the weather or over the weather, wherever I was, wasn't feeling the best. And I thank God for those of you that were praying for me. I thank God for those that was carrying on the broadcast also while I wasn't able to at the time, but I'm back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is so good. He is so good. I thank God for Deacon Mike, if I'm just saying here. I thank God for Diane that's here. I thank God for them here today. Praise God. Give me a little hand, helping hand. You know, we all need a helping hand from time to time, don't you? I know it. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. But, you know, I want to thank God for our wedding anniversary, fifth year wedding anniversary. It was lovely. It was better than it was any other year. I don't remember it being that good. It was nice this year, you know. Praise our God. And we had a wonderful time also in the Word and the people. And the, oh, I tell you, it was a glorious time. Thank God for the gifts and thank God for all the well wishes and the money. Whoever gave money, I thank God. Did anybody? Well, I thank God for it. Amen. For it all. Praise God. If you didn't, you had it in your mind, didn't you? It ain't too late. Now you can get the address at the end of the thing and send us a little gift for Bishop and myself. Mm-hmm. I'll appreciate it. Yes, I will. Very much so. Yes, yes, yes. God is good. Y'all just pray for us. Hallelujah. You know I'm back. You know you can hear I'm back, right? Mm-hmm. You can hear I'm back because I'm doing, what am I doing? Talking about the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Ain't he good? Oh, yes, he is. All right, praise God for God. He is so good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we're going to do something today. We're going to talk about something that most of you don't know. Now, in life. Now, let's think about it. When you get married, think about when you get married. Now, we're not talking about marriage now, not letting God do something different here. But we're going to talk about changing your name. Huh? You got a new name now, right? A name that you use instead of what you were born with. Is that right? Is that what it is? You have a new name. Yeah, excuse me. Think about this. When you get saved, huh? That's like being married to God. So you got a new name. Now, I can't call you Mary Jesus Christ. I can't call you that now. That don't even sound right. You know that. But still in all, you have a new name. And that new name do what? The name that you got now, since you've been born again. Now, when you was first born, they gave you a name, didn't they? Everybody has a name. Now, they ain't start the number system yet. But right now, everybody has the name. What you going to name your baby? What's the baby name, you know, and all this? And you give them a name, or somebody give them a name, or name them this, name them that. So, therefore, this baby's going around with that name, right? Now, when you get Jesus, you born again now, you still get a name. The same difference, see, what's in the natural and the spiritual works the same, okay? So here you are, born again, now you have another name. But see, there is a difference now in the name you got now. Now, that other name, it was nice for the time. Let's just put it this way. It was nice for that time being. Now, some people may not like the name that their mom, dad, or whoever gave them, so they will go through the legal system to change it, you see? But now you don't have to do that unless you just want to, okay? All you do is give your life to the Lord. And when you give your life to the Lord, what happens? You got a new name. Lord, Hammers, think about that now. A new name. Now, here is a name that you got now. It carries a lot of weight. Now, if you was in the Rockefeller, that would carry a lot of weight, wouldn't it? If you was in name after a whole lot of these people, you use that name and it opens doors for you, don't you? You will sit in high places with certain names that you drop. Let's say name dropper that you drop. You can sit into high places, get into different places you couldn't get in any other way except you use that name, because that name is the name that carries weight. Okay. Weight means it gets you where you got to go. That's what it means. But we're going to talk about that today. Let's give you a scripture first, long so here. And then we'll go on a little further in St. John the 14th chapter. We're going to start there, St. John the 14th chapter. Now, in the 14th chapter, let's start with something. Let's see what Jesus said. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Don't let your heart be troubled. Now, in other words, things are going to happen to you, but you're not to worry about it. This is what he's saying to you already. Now, because we have a tendency to worry. We have a tendency to allow the situations to overcome us that we overcome in the situation. You see, so we do these things, all right? But so he said, believe in God, believe also in me. Now, those words right there, I want you to remember what he said. Now, we're going to go down here to, bless God, let's see. We'll start the 12th verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, he left something here for you. Now, he done told you, don't let your heart be troubled, right? Now, he's beginning, he's bringing you into the place now to show you how it's possible for you not to allow your heart to be troubled. For you don't allow yourself to be caught up into your situations that you're in to destroy you. Huh? He's saying, you got to believe on him. The works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because he go to the Father. Now, I'm going to leave something for you. Huh? I'm going to leave something you can use, huh, to get the job done. Whatever is in your life, whatever situation is in your life, I'm fixing to leave the secret to your success. How to get through, how to be an overcomer, how to be victorious. Do you see what I'm saying? This is what he's about to do. Now, we're going to look for the 13th verse. He says, and whatsoever you shall ask where? In my name. You see what I'm saying? Now, see why the name got a lot of weight. This is the name with a lot of weight. Now, you can go to all the movie stars and drop names to the, you know, big-time people, rich people, and famous people, kings or whatever. Their names carry weight. But now, I'm telling you, the name that carries the most weight is what we're going to talk about now. When you get in trouble, this is the name that carries weight. He said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. See, what you're doing now, you're carrying a name that's going to glorify God in the Son, and he's going to bless you in the process. He's going to give you what you need. Listen what he said. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. There it goes. Huh? Now, that's the name that carries weight. That's the, you got the legal right to use this name. It doesn't matter what people say. Well, you think you this and you think you that. It ain't about what I think I am. It's what I know God to be in me that makes me who I am. Do you get that? So when I know that I'm carrying his name, that I have been born again, washed in his blood, therefore I have the legal right. Did you hear me? The legal right to use his name. Hello, somebody. Now, if I got a court case and I, you know, most people go and hire a big-time lawyer, you know, that done won some high-profile cases and what have you. The fact is this here, that name is not carrying as much weight as Jesus' name is. Did you see what I'm saying? Get the picture, huh? Now, at the name of Jesus, demons tremble. You hear what I'm saying? But now, if you never use the name, you don't know if it's what effect it's going to have on the demonic situation that you're in. Do you? You don't know whether that name's going to work over the sickness that you have. Come on now, think about it. Think of it. Now, if you never try the name. You listen to some people pray, and they don't say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, he say, anything you ask the Father in my name, he say, I'm going to do it. Isn't that what he said? Isn't that a guarantee? Now you see? And it's the only name that carry weight in the demon circle. Because when they hear the name Jesus, they tremble. Now, you may not tremble because you figure, I ain't nothing to be scared of. I ain't no Jesus. You keep saying you ain't no Jesus, and the devil tremble when he hear the name Jesus, and you feel like the name don't carry no weight, and you can use it all you want to because it ain't doing nothing. How you know it ain't doing nothing? Have you experienced it yet? Have you tried? Maybe you say, well, it ain't working on me. How you know it's not working on you? It doesn't have to work right away that instant, but by the time you get home or by the time you lay your head down at night, it'll begin to work, shake, and wake you until you don't know why you're doing whatever you're doing. That's because the name carries weight in the demonic circle. When you are walking around in that demonic state, all they got to do is hear the name of Jesus. But when you hear the name of Jesus, it has to do what? Come from a person whose heart has been prepared by Almighty God. Comes from a person who believe in Jesus Christ and him crucified. Comes from a person that's walking up right before him. And then that's why it's power when he say or she say it and call on the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. See, there's power in just that statement by itself. Now, you got to remember when he told you he was going to give you power over all the power of the enemy, the whole key to the thing is the name of Jesus. The whole key is using the name. When you call on the Father, see, everybody say, oh, God, have mercy. Huh? But we don't say, Father, in the name of Jesus, have mercy. Huh? You want to see something happen, and you want to see how much weight the name of Jesus have when you call the Father in his name. All you got to do is speak to the storms, and the storms got to obey because you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn this storm around. Hello, somebody. Did you hear that? He said, anything you ask the Father in my name, anything. He didn't say it's a selective group of things that you can ask. He said, anything that you ask the Father in my name, he said he going to do it. Huh? You got Jesus working for you, you got God working for you. Huh? You got both of them going to work it out because they work together. They are united force. And when you got a united force standing there working for you, the job going to get done.
Come on, man.
See? But if you don't believe it, nothing happens. Huh? Did you hear me? Now, it's the only name that is recognized, and it'll get some results. Did you know that? It's the only name that can get results. My name don't count for nothing because people forget my name. See? But when it comes down to Jesus, now, I was sitting here thinking a little while ago, I said, have you ever thought about why everybody, why they trying to cut out everything got to do with Jesus? Because it's working. The name is working. Did you hear me? That power of Almighty God is at work when they hear it, so they want to get it out of the courts, get it out of the schools, take it out your home, take it off your job, take it off the money. See, they want to destroy everything because they know that when you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, something happens because if the demons tremble, you know something is going on. Come on now, you know something going on. Huh? Now, the devil's scared of the name. Why you ain't? Now, who are you? Now, answer that. Can you answer that? Well, ain't nothing to call in name. You hear people all over, everywhere, every denomination, all in every walk of life, they talking about ain't no such thing as God or Jesus. Well, they definitely God. they say God. Then Jesus wasn't who he said. He was just a man walking around and all that. So what? He was a man with power, let's say. You want to say he was just a man? He was just a man walking around and talking and teaching? Yes, but he was a man with the almighty power in him that he made you and everything else around you, in you, that got to do with you. He made that. So what he did when he made it, when he told Adam and Eve, he told them in the garden, he said, have dominion, huh? And you having dominion over the work of my hand. You see? He gave you the authority back in Genesis to work and to use him. Use him. He gave you the legal right. So then it didn't come into effect. You know how they have to pass laws in the White House around there for everything to go on in the world and all around. Okay, so it has to go through a process. Huh? It went down through 42 generations to begin the process that we can see the process, actually see and hear the process and the key to it all. Now, we heard it in Genesis, but we don't pay no attention to that because we feel like that was in Genesis long time ago. Well, that's all right. It's still in effect today. We are having dominion over all the work of God's hand because he gave us the power to have that dominion. And when we have that dominion, out of our mouth, we speak to the atmosphere. We speak to the situation. But as we speak to them, in the name of Jesus, we get results. Hello, somebody. Ain't no organization, religion, whatever you want to call it, faith, church, whatever you want to call it. They ain't got no power for enough names. I don't care what they name, T.D. Jakes and any of the rest of them. They name carry a certain amount of weight. But it can't heal nobody. It can't get them delivered. It can't give them no money. May tell you a little bit how to get some money, but how long do you have that money when they tell you how? Because you lose sight on how you got it and stop glorifying God. So you lose it. Then you back to, well, what you say ain't no good. I ain't using your name no more. But when it comes down to Jesus, you got to recognize, You got to recognize. Ain't no other name. I don't care what they do, how they do it. Ain't no other name is able to shake up Satan and his demons like the name of Jesus. That's why people are afraid of it. This is why they want to close everything down. They want to close the church down. They only want the churches that ain't saying Jesus, that's saying somebody up there. Well, that somebody up there got a name, huh? And he gave us the power to use his name. It's legal. Now, they try to make it not so, but are you going to listen to that? Or are you going to listen to the word of God, huh? When he says in John 14:13, whatsoever you should ask in my name, whatsoever, he going to do it. So what are you going to do? Not call on his name? You know it helps. When you get sick, when somebody lay hands on you, say, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Let the blood cover. Let your blood cover right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Huh? And what happened? It's gone. They heal. They deliver. The demons tremble. So when you lay hands on that demonic person in the name and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cast this demon out right now in Jesus' mighty name. What happened? He got to go. He had to go. You never thought about that, did you? He gave you that power to use his name. It's legal. You can even go into court with it. Now, listen, don't get up and tell Judge Your Honor in the name of Jesus. Huh? You got to know how to deal with this thing. When you go in there, you already say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, oh God, we speak to this here session here, this court session here, that it come out in my favor in the name of Jesus, regardless of what the case is.
Come on.
Huh? You see, you got to know how to do this thing. And the only way you can get that understanding is you got to know your God. You got to know who you belong to. You got to know that the name belongs to you now that you are Jesus Christ. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When you become that, then you have the legal right to use it in any situation, any given situation. Ah, come on now. Talk to him now. Talk to him. Call him. You know he waiting to hear you say that now? He waiting right now for you instead of crying and complaining, you know? Well, you know, then nobody love. Well, nobody may don't love you, but Jesus loved you. He loved you enough to give you his name for you to be able to use his name, didn't he? Huh? He did that, didn't he? So what you complaining about? Huh? What did you hollering about? It's yours. To use, because what? God gave it to you. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. Uh-huh. You use the name. How many of you use the name? Do you use it? Hmm? You don't use it. You do everything but, oh, God. You know, God, this, and you know, God, that. Instead of doing what? I'm going to do what the words say. Huh? If you shall ask anything. Now, if you don't do it, that mean ain't nothing happening, do it. Huh? Come on, think about it. That is the possibility that it will happen for you. You don't have to be jealous of nobody else because you have the right to, he say, believers. These are for believers. He said unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Huh? Did you hear that? The works that he do, you can do also if you believe on him. Did you read the scripture? Do you have a Bible? And greater works than these shall he do because I go to the Father. See, he gave you, there it is. It's yours. Can you understand that? That power is yours. It belonged to you. Because what? He gave it to you. I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. Does that sound like, well, I can't do to that. Only a headache enemy can I handle. What about cancer? All of these things, I know the agnostic, the atheist, and so forth, and anybody else that don't believe, they're going to tell you ain't no such thing happen. And when you tell them and you go back for another checkup, they have diagnosed you into these different things. And when you go back for a checkup and they say, well, I don't see nothing there. And if the doctor is one of them agnostics, the first thing he can say, I must have diagnosed wrong. It appeared to be. No, it was that, but the Lord Jesus have healed because I was prayed over and they say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. You got it. That's just the secret to the whole thing is, Father, in the name of Jesus. You have the legal right to use his name. There's power in the name. You heard that song. There's power in the name of Jesus. Huh? And truth, it is power in that name. Now, I ain't talking about Jesus. Okay? There ain't no power in Jesus. But the power is in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That's where the power is because he did what? When you came into knowledge of him, he did what? He baptized you in that. Now you have his name, huh? You're walking around. You're a new person now. You know how do you say, "Now look at my hands. My hands is new. I look at my feet and they are too." You just knew all over, you see what I'm saying? Because now you are walking in the newness of life. You've been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. You've been born again, washed in his blood. You hear what I'm saying? So therefore, when you was washed in his blood, you will have the legal right to use the name of Jesus. But the only reason you can't get nothing done because you don't want to use his name properly. Hear what I say? Properly. We'll go back this one thing. He said, what did he say? Father, in my name. Why? Why he said ask the Father? This is why. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. That's why you say it like that. So the glory of God can be exhibited in the situation. You don't get no glory. The person being healed don't get no glory. The only one get the glory is God, because that's his power working through you to touch them, because you used his name. Oh, I love that. Do you love that? I love that. You can't do it by yourself, now. Ain't no sense in you trying. You cannot do it by yourself. You got to have God. I know everybody say, well, look at me, I healed them. You ain't healed nobody. You can't even heal the neck. Okay? You can't do that. Now, when you do it according to the word, what is you doing? You exercising your faith, right? This is what you're doing, exercising your faith. And you're doing what? Trusting the fact that God hears you, because you got his attention when you say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your son. Now, I like to add your son. Sometimes I say Jesus of Nazareth. Sometimes I say that. I don't know why I say that, but sometimes I say that. But the thing is, you're acknowledging the Father in the Son that he may be glorified. God loves it when you glorify him. He loves it when you praise him. He loves it when you call on his name. He even loves it when you get joy. Because the whole thing come about is this here. He's going to do what? Give you joy. Let's see. He can give you joy. He said, let me read the 15 and 11 says here, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. See, when his joy remain in you, then you're full of joy. Oh, hallelujah. See, you say, nothing can harm me. You can't hurt this. Because why can't it hurt you? Can't hurt it when you are full of his joy. And when your joy is there, can't nobody take it away. You know this song, where there's another song that the old singers used to sing, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it, and the world can't take it away. See? That means it's full. God has put it in you to remain in you, not for it to be taken out, not for you to say, well, I don't want this joy no more. No, no, no. He wants you to keep joy. Let everybody know what God has done for you and how he's done for you, how he brought you through, how he's healed you, delivered you, set your children free and blessed them. I love to talk about what I know God did for my children, what I know God did for me. It don't matter. People say, there she go with the same old story. Well, it don't get old to me, because I'm still glorifying God for what he already done, because I'm looking for him to do even more. You see? He's done it. I stood by and seen him, his hand working in my behalf. When I couldn't find no way, see no way, he did it. Children get hit by cars, and the children scarred for life with all kind of bruises and stuff going on. I didn't do it now. Thought I'd tell you that. I'm not an abuser. I'm a lover, not an abuser. Okay? But the thing is, I always did in the name of Jesus. I always did it to glorify God. I prayed and I called on God. You know, one time I caught myself saying, I did this, I did. And I say, God chastised me. He said, what did you do? I ain't do nothing. I had to ask God, forgive me, God, and repent because I caught myself always using that word like I did something. See, God was using me to get the job done. Okay? And the quickest way to lose that is to keep trying to take God's glory. And after a while, you're going to lose your life because he's not going to give his glory to nobody. You see? Jesus, the only one, got it. And that's the way it's at. Not with us. We think we do. See? We walk on dangerous grounds, huh? Instead of legal ground, we sometimes make it illegal ground because we start stealing God's glory. Did you hear that? Huh? We talk about illegal grounds in the generational curses. How we get bogged down in all these things, all kind of stuff to you, huh? Because we have entered into illegal ground, huh? We're not using Jesus' name legally. We're not using it in no kind of way. All we're doing is what? Walking on illegal ground, entering into a illegal domain. Think about the seven sons of Scabby. Huh? What were they doing? They had no legal right to use the name of Jesus. And they had to pay for it because them same demons that he was trying to cut out, trying to cast out without Jesus and the Father, what happened? Chased them down the road. Buck naked. Because of what? They had no legal right. Do you have legal right today to use the name? Are you walking in Christ? Are you? Let me tell you. A scripture I found, I like the one in Samuel a little better. But I'll see. Can I read a little bit? He said, prepare your heart unto the Lord and serve him only. Huh? The sons of Sceva hadn't done that. Are you going to be caught like them? Is your heart not prepared? See, the people that are able to do this and able to use the name in a legal form has been washed in the blood. They have a legal right. Because their heart has been prepared to the Lord to serve him and him only. So therefore, they have the legal right to use his name. And he does what? Hear them when he calls. He say he'll hear them when they call. He'll deliver them from all their diseases, heal them from all their diseases, and he'll deliver them out of troubles, all their trouble. He said all their trouble. And all their diseases. See? We've got to get in alignment with the word. Do you hear what I'm saying? So many times we bat ourselves. We want to be big shots. We want to be big names. And we want people to speak well of us all the time. But I'm reminded the scriptures say, be aware of those that speak well of you. Because the next minute they're going to have a dagger stabbed in your back. They're speaking well in front of your face. Soon as you turn around, they got a knife in your back. He said, be aware. Excuse me, I used the wrong word. Woe to them that speak well of you. Always you want a well word. Always you want somebody to speak something good, don't you? But listen now, that's a human frailment, isn't it? Human fault. that everyone's flesh wants to be told they're doing good. That was wonderful. That was fine, don't it? That's the flesh want that. But what do the spirit want? Huh? What do the spirit want? We don't think about that. We only think about how it pleased the flesh. And if somebody don't speak well, that they don't call your name or whatever the case may be like that, then you get upset and you mad and you don't want to go there no more and you won't speak to them no more and all that kind of stuff. That's not right. All I'm going to tell you, that is not right for me, you, and nobody else. It ain't right. Huh? Now, we got the right to use Jesus' name. When anything happens, now, you go to the law, it's legal, That's legal. Now, what happened? You got a solid ground to stand on, don't you? On. Because of what? That legality. Now, if Jesus told you, use my name, I'm going to heal you. Use my name, I'm going to deliver you. Use my name, I'll set your child free or whatever, whatever, whatever. Then what should you be doing? Using the name. Don't get up to say, if I say in the name of Jesus, they won't accept the prayer. Don't make no difference. If they ask you to pray, that's the only way I know to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, how else you going to get the job done? You want to be cute like those big time people, but they don't use Jesus no more like they used to. They scared to use Jesus because nobody won't listen no more to them. They won't give them no more money. Well, if you don't use it, then let's look at the other side of the coin. You may not get another dime because Jesus is going to dry the whole thing up. Which one you want today? Which one? Which one do you want? Because this is what Jesus said in the 16th chapter. Hitherto, 16th chapter, 24th verse. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. That's what he told us, didn't he? Ask. Ahead of that, he said, in that day ye shall ask of me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father. He said, don't ask him directly. That's what he's trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you today. That's the scripture I should have sure given to you. He said, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. In other words, don't ask just me, but what? The Father in my name. Did you hear that? Did y'all hear that? In that day ye shall ask me nothing. Now this is Jesus talking. Ain't yours in red too? Verily, verily, I say to you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. Did you get that? Are y'all ready now to go to work? Are you ready to get blessed? Are you ready for God to open up the windows of heaven and bless you now? You prepared to receive it right about now, Are you? Just tell the devil, say, devil, I got the message. I got the key now. I'm legal. You know how when you first get your driving license, you say, I'm legal now. I'm legal. I can drive. I'm legal now. Now, you know that's what we always be saying when we get it. It was hard getting them driving license, wasn't it? Thought you will never get them. But when you got them, you say, I'm legal now. I can drive. I'm legal. See? So now you can tell the devil, say, devil, I'm legal. And I'm asking the Father in the name of Jesus. I got the right to do it because I need to be saved. My children need to be saved. I need to be delivered. And the power of God going to work in me to get this job done. I am authorized now to do what I do. Because the power of God is operating in you, so you are now authorized. Tell him, put that seal on and say, authorized. Ha. I'm authorized. You know, like they'll put something on a product and say, it's authorized. Who was it authorized by? Jesus Christ. I'm authorized by Jesus Christ to use his name. So therefore, when I use his name, something happens. Demons tremble. You got to get out of my way, devil. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm having fun on that one there. I like that one. Oh, God, yes, yes. You just remember that here. Amen. Okay. All right, bless God. We're going to see our own Deacon Mike is still here. Yes, he is. All right, Deacon.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank that wonderful word from Apostle Porter. You know I'm making changes. You know a lot of times you think it's just in the name, but it's not just in the name. It's also in your attitude. It's also in the ways you do, what you think, how you feel, what do you think about it. Let me ask a question. When you came under the Lord, the umbrella of the Lord, what kind of changes did you make, or did you make any? You know, some people think that they can't make no changes. All they can do is just say, hey, Lord, help me. And they think they can't make any changes. You know, there are people out there that's like that, that they want to keep the way they are, but yet still they want to be with God. You can't have it both ways. I'm sorry, you can't have it both ways. That's like going down a one-way street thinking you're in the right. You know, so we got to understand what's going on and what we're doing, because a lot of times we get into it, we get ourselves in the pickle, you know, because we don't want to understand that what the meaning is and what is God doing for us. What are we doing? You know, and a lot of people really don't understand when God is blessing them. A lot of people don't really see the blessing. Now, the blessing can come in the first time you woke up this morning. That was the first blessing of the day. Now, how many more you got through the day? That's up to you. Oh, the next blessing is you got something to eat and you brushed your teeth. Okay. So you still is being blessed throughout the day. So how can you turn your back on God? You can't turn your back on God with someone with all this power. But they do. And God is much maligned. The holy book is, the Bible is much maligned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, the word of God is so maligned, and they've twisted that around.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to understand what's right and what's wrong. We got to understand what's the true word and what's a lie. Let's just call it like we see it. We got to understand what is the power in the name of God. What's the power in the name of Jesus? Everybody should know that, because we used to sing that song way back in the day, in the name and the name and the power of Jesus. You know, and what happened to that song? You know, so we got to understand what's going on. We got to understand what's going on. What are we doing? What is each individual doing to make things right? To do the right thing? Are you in with God, or are you in with the enemy? There's no in between. Either is or you isn't. So we got to look at that. There's no point in just straddling the fence and stuff. Some people want to get saved and leave a toe hanging in the dough. You know, so we got to understand you can't have that toe in the dough. You either got to come all the way in or stay all the way out. You know, because everything is getting tight now. And all you got to do is look around and look at the way things are going in the world. So things are getting tight now with all these different types of weather and all these fires, and it's all kind of things that's going on. These are natural disasters and natural things that's happening. Man has nothing to do with it. But man can claim they do, but man has nothing to do with it. man has nothing to do with nothing but just being human. That's all we can be. Now, what I was listening to Apostle when she started out with John, and the first words that stuck with me was, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." That was a direct quote. That was a direct saying that Jesus was giving. You can't get no direct in that. He's talking one-on-one here. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Did he say that to you? Or do you understand it, that what it's saying and what the word is? But he was being very specific, very straightforward at that sense, at that moment, in that word, that we need to understand and we need to come to grips with what the word is saying. Now, you see, we can't go around changing the words in the Bible. You know, and I know it's a lot of times people want to give people the names in the Bible. They want to give them different names. They have no right to change the Bible. You got no right to change what God's name give you. I ain't talking about the name that the parents give you. I'm talking about the name that God gives people. If God changed it, who can turn against it? If God say it, who's going to turn against that? We do have fools who do that. Let's just call that as we see it. You know, because we can say that because of the fact we are under the power of God. We are under Jesus Christ. We are trying to strive to get better in the word of God. We're striving to get better in the word. We're striving to be better Christians. We're striving to be better folks in God, to be better people in God. Let's just say, or better individuals. See, because everybody is in charge of they self. Let's face that too. It's a self-case scenario. Everybody's in charge of themselves. Everybody has a charge to keep with God, but you also have that charge that you have to come under with God on your own. Some people can be guided to God by others, but that next step belongs to you. You got to make that commitment. Oh, that's right. A lot of people are afraid of commitment. But that seems to be a problem, too. You know, we have to understand that this is what's going on, too. A lot of people don't want to commit to God. They don't want to commit to the church, so therefore they don't want to commit to God. They want to do what they want to do. And see, this is where the problem at. Everybody want to do their own thing. Nobody wants to be subject to the power and authority of God because they feel like they are the ones that control their own destiny. They feel like they're the one. You know, and I thought about that and about people that think that they control everything. Mm-hmm. No, God only let you go so far. God might dangle that rope out there to you, but it's up to you to grab hold of it.
Oh, hang yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Or hang yourself one. That's up to you. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that was an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. So just remember that there is power in the name of Jesus. God is good, God is good. Nothing is too hard for him. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. You can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, there is an awesome word. Listen, share it. Every Friday at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m., so come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael, what I'm just saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That is every Monday at 3 p.m. Till then, be blessed.
My sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.